Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the epistle for the sixth Sunday of Easter from 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And anyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. This is God's word. There's a word found all throughout our epistle and our holy gospel today, and they're both written by Saint John. That word is love. Important thing to talk about in the church, right? Love, pretty central to what we do. Pretty central in the world today to talk about what love is. And we're kind of caught here in the middle between two forces that want to define love for us. And we ask ourselves, do we want to let the world define what love is? Or do we let God's word define what love is? The world tells us you are free to love whoever you want. And if you deny that, you're denying love. And isn't that what Jesus talked about? Love. It's right there in our gospel. It's in our epistle. And if we try to tell someone that they can't love another person, well, then us Christians are just a bunch of filthy hypocrites, aren't we? Well, what the world is actually selling to us, it's not love for other people. It's self-love. It's asking yourself, what gives me pleasure? What serves my best interest in this given moment? And the world wants to redefine love so it's not about seeking the good of other people, but about where your sexual attraction lies. That's not the heart of love or what love is. One of the great passages that we often hear about love is 1 Corinthians 13, that great love chapter written by St. Paul, and it's often used at weddings. The irony about that being used in weddings, it's a fine wedding text. Maybe some of you had 1 Corinthians 13 read at your wedding. It's not a text about romantic love. It's a text about the love between brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Love is patient and kind. It rejoices with the truth. It bears all things. Love seeks the good of another over yourself. And the love of God, the greatest love there is, seeks the good of humankind and does it in the death and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. And so this morning, on Confirmation Sunday, this is always a little bit tricky because I definitely want to speak to our three young people being confirmed. But trust me when I say this message is for all of you. Be loved by God. That is the essence and center of our faith. And in return, when you are loved by God, you will love God and love your neighbor as a response. St. John writes, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. I think a lot of us kind of wrestle with trying to understand why there's so much hate and division and discord in the world, especially when everyone's talking about how we should just be loving to one another, right? That we should be free to love and love who you choose. I'll tell you the truth. I think that one of the greatest reasons for this is because of the church. I think we have less love in the world because of the church. It's not because we call abortion a sin or because of how we define marriage. It's not because we call sin for what it is and we're actually bold enough to claim that some people will suffer eternal judgment rather than eternal life. The problem in our world today is we have forgotten the source of all love. God, our Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to how St. John talks, how the whole New Testament talks. There is no love for others unless you're first being loved by God. And so we have a world where young people are more interested in satisfying sexual cravings or getting people's attention on Snapchat than serving the God of the universe and receiving the love He has for them. It's not a sin to use Snapchat, but it's a sin to make it the center of your world and your existence. The center of your world and your existence is to be loved by God the Father in His Son, Jesus Christ. Marriage is falling apart left and right. Those who even bother to get married anymore. I've seen statistics that say the divorce rate is actually higher among those who call themselves Christians than it is among those who don't. But you know what? There are also studies that show that husbands and wives who attend worship together and practice their faith together, that divorce rate is like 10%. It seldom happens. And so we have families that are not centered in God's love and receiving God's gifts. Husbands who don't take their families to church and don't teach their children how to pray. Wives who are an obstacle to letting their husband do their God-given duty to lead their family in worship. And those who aren't married, whether you're married or not, we become a culture that wants a faith that entertains me and tells me what makes me feel good, rather than talking about sin and a God of love who sends His Son to die for sinners. The world has tried to tell us what love is. Unfortunately, too many of us have listened to it. And we've forgotten what love is as well. We are becoming, as the Christian church today, an unloving church. And again, it's not because of calling something a sin or talking about the reality of hell. It's because we've lost the source of love. Love loves God first and seeks to obey His commands, St. John writes. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Now, you've heard me say before, I don't really like to get into what the Greek words mean in the original New Testament here, but I think this one's important. This word commandments, it's kind of a misleading translation. The word that John uses here, the Greek word he uses, it can mean commands, but it can also mean His instruction and His teaching and His ways that He set before us. So the love of God isn't just that we're all about doing the things that He tells us we must do. We do that. But we hear all of His teaching. We hear His word. We receive His gifts. It's why receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ at the altar is the center of what we do. We have new people coming to the altar this morning to receive the body and blood of Christ, together with many of you who have already received the body and blood of Christ before, and who will do so again this morning. We do it because here the love of God and His Son is poured upon us. And you can't show true love for others unless you have first been loved. So I'm going to reiterate tonight for Aaliyah and Alex and Paul something that all of us need to be reminded of. There will be no love in this world if the church quits being loved by God. There is no greater gift that you have than to hear through this word and receive through this body and blood that you have a God who does love you and has loved you with the cross of his Son Jesus Christ and the blood that he pours out for you. And so I share this word for Aaliyah and Alex and Paul and for all of you. Hear his word. Receive his gifts of love. And then in response, love your God and love your neighbor. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, John writes, has been born of God. That is what Aaliyah and Alex and Paul are going to confess before you this morning. They're going to confess their belief that Jesus is the Christ, that their salvation is in him. They're going to make a promise, and I've been reminding them about this promise, that they are willing to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from this faith and from their Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a promise just about all of you have made as well at one time or another when you were confirmed. Well, if it wasn't worded exactly like that, it was pretty similar. That there is nothing more important that we would suffer anything rather than fall away from this love that our God has for us in Jesus Christ. Because you see, the world needs this love. It needs it desperately. And we have it in abundance. We have the love of God that surpasses all other loves. And as John wrote in a chapter before, just a few verses before our text, he says, we love because he first loved us. And so, dear friends in Christ, come this morning. Come beloved. Come hear that your sins are forgiven on the cross where Jesus shed his blood for you. Come receive the promises of life and salvation, the defeat of Satan and his evil forces, Christ for you in his body and blood, the promise that God is present for you here in this world. The world needs this love, not the love the world offers. We have the true love of God in abundance. Jesus said in our gospel, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. And then he says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So Aaliyah and Alex and Paul, as you're confirmed today, and in a way are sent out into the world, you've already been in the world, but now you go out as those who have been confirmed in Christ. You go to a world that needs love. And you go to a world where Jesus has said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So I need you to ask yourselves today and every day, how has Jesus loved you? He gives us the answer in our gospel. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You go out showing the love of Jesus by putting the care and concerns of others before your own, by putting Jesus and his word above everything else, and by speaking of that love of Jesus when God gives you the opportunity. St. Paul, in his epistles, has a phrase that he likes to use. He uses it a few times throughout his letters. He does it in 1 Corinthians 11, right before he talks about Holy Communion. He says, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. Then he says it again when he's talking about the resurrection of the dead. I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. Paul could not give Jesus to the churches unless he first received Jesus. And he did. We can't give the world Jesus unless we first receive Jesus. And today, you receive the love of God, and you go forth to give the love of God to a world, a community, to neighborhoods, to people who need it desperately. We pray today for love in this world, the love that God the Father shows us in his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.